It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Amazon says the Kindle Fire tablet is the most popular gift item in the whole store. But a lot of people are finding that when they play with Fire, they get unhappy with it. Complaints are flowing in, and Amazon is promising a software update within 2 weeks. Molly Wood from CNET, what are people mad about?
There are some usability experts who have come out and said that it's very, very hard to use the 7-inch tablet, that the browsing experience isn't very good, and that the touch screen is not very sensitive. On the user side, users are saying that it has no built-in parental controls. And that includes not only the ability to filter the web, but the ability to turn off one-click buying. So people bought this, got it home, and realized that anyone who picks up a Kindle Fire, unless you have set a password on the lock screen, can buy whatever they want.
So you let your kids borrow it, and a few days later, a ton of toys and video games arrive in the mail. Nice. The Fire also has no external volume control, and the power button makes it easy to turn off accidentally. Molly, how much of this can a software update fix?
Some of the performance issues can absolutely be fixed with software. Hopefully the touchscreen will be more responsive after that. You may not have the volume problem. Some of that is actually fixable with software updates. And hopefully there will be the ability to either turn off the one-click purchasing or set some parental controls.
Is there anything they can't fix?
They can't fix the power button, unfortunately. And people have found, you know, when you hold the Kindle Fire, even though it's a small tablet, it feels pretty heavy. So I think that there's probably some work to do with the next generation of hardware that unfortunately they can't do much about right now.
Of course, Amazon has competitors. The Nook Color from Barnes & Noble just got a new update. This is the $200 e-reader, not the $250 Nook tablet computer. So Andy Anatko of the Chicago Sun-Times, if I have a Nook Color with the update, what do I have?
Congratulations, you now essentially own a Nook tablet. Well, you didn't have to buy one for $250. You have access to all kinds of streaming video services now from Netflix and Hulu. If really all you wanted to do was read books, read magazines, get access to video, and get access to the Nook Tablet app library, you're pretty much set.
So essentially the difference between the Nook Tablet and the Nook Color with the update is $50.
$50, and let's be fair, you do get extra storage. It's a much faster processor. So things like gaming is certainly going to be a lot better on the tablet than it is on the Nook Color.
Given this talk of tablets, I should let you in on some unconfirmed reports. Give them the disclaimer, Adele. The iPad 3 may arrive as soon as February. It will have twice the screen resolution of the iPad 2 and run 5 times faster, allegedly. Good luck, tablet shoppers.
Rumor has it he's the one I'm leaving you for.
Louis C.K.'s comedy has been featured on Showtime, FX, HBO.
So how did we make it? How did we make it through the Ice Age? Some people say it's because we're smart. But how do you outwit the earth freezing over?
Well, I'll wear a fake mustache and disguise.
For his latest concert special, Louis is skipping the networks and iTunes and Netflix and selling downloads for $5 from his own website. He says you can play the show as much as you like, burn it to a DVD, whatever. He adds that he can't stop anyone from distributing it to the world for free, but he hopes you won't because it's only $5. Well, that might work out better than some of his other ideas.
Every mall should have like 4 lions. And you don't know where they are. Might be Victoria's Secret or Cold Stone Creamery. You don't know. If there were lions around, everyone would have to be smarter and more interesting.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.